Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone. We want to end today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Father God. You bless us here this day. We thank you, Father God, you've kept us all, oh God. And we thank you for your time right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you allowed us to come to learn to receive, oh God. I understand that your Holy Spirit is operating in ways of need right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to move mighty and great on this line today, oh God. Let deliverance take place, oh God, even through the teaching, oh God. Let healing take place, oh God, in the teaching right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let all be set free by the teaching on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say, and we want to say thank you for your presence. And right now, in Jesus' name, we come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, every hindering spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of pride, every rebellious spirit right now, every spirit of self-righteousness, self-centeredness, self-delusion, self-pity right now. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression, anxiety right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to cease your works and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for this deliverance, oh God. We thank you that we are free, and that we are free indeed, because you sent your only begotten Son to save us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, if we've done anything outside of your will, oh God, there's this pleasing to you, Father God. For forgiveness, and we receive that forgiveness right now by faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, cleanse us and wash us from any hidden agendas, oh God. If you find any wicked will, error in us, Lord, let it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Today we're having our teaching of the understanding of the Holy Spirit in a recap. Can you all hear me? If you can hear me, you say yes or press 1. If you can hear me, press yes or say okay, you can. I just kept seeing somebody's line keep going out and coming back in, going out and coming back in, so I wasn't sure if you all could hear me. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Remember, this is a teaching, so we are all kind of involved in it. So if you're at work or anything, then I understand you can't participate. But welcome, Sister Connie. I know my mom is on, and she's on mute. She told me she would be on mute. And there's another number on here, last 4 digits of your number, 7104. If you want to speak, just press 1, and we'll open up the line for you. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I just want to hear somebody's voice. I just want to see if I want to see if I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Okay, I can hear you, Mom. Okay, thank you. Miss Connie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yes. How are you all? So, good morning. Mom, are you still at the bank?
Standing in line out here. I'm in the car.
Okay. All right. Thanking everyone for being on the line today for the study. We have been studying understanding the Holy Spirit for the last 3 or 4 weeks now. And I'm going to kind of do a recap for those that missed. If you didn't have an opportunity to go back and listen to the times that you missed, you can always go back. But we're going to do a recap. If it's your first time being on the line with us today, welcome. Welcome. We're going to kind of go have a recap so you can kind of have an understanding of where we are today and understanding the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. So glory to God. One more time, just thanking God for this teaching so that we can be equipped. So we can be equipped, you know, because when we don't know, the Bible tells us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge, and it's because the ones that are in place, the priest, the pastor that God has called, or have not been feeding the flock, have not been pouring into them the knowledge so they can have understanding. So when we don't have the knowledge and understanding of it, we perish because we're in situations and we don't know what to do because we don't have the knowledge of what to do. So we thank God for the opportunity to regain knowledge and the
that God gives us to be able to apply it and be and victorious in it. Amen. So if you've been with us, y'all, in the teaching of understanding the Holy Spirit, we've covered so much ground and understanding the Holy Spirit, just kind of breaking it down, making it easy to understand. We talked about first when we got on here, we talked about who is the Holy Spirit. We talked about that. And we talked about the Holy Spirit for being an advocate, means another of the same kind. In other words, He's our own. I mean, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. When Jesus departed, he sent us the Holy Spirit as our comforter, our helper. Amen. So we talked about who is the Holy Spirit. We talked about the Trinity. You know, God is Spirit, God is one. We talked about the Trinity, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So we talked about that. So we just not getting on. We just have to recap of kind of where we have already hit on already and understand the Holy Spirit. We also talked about the activities of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We talked about that, how the Holy Spirit, it dwells in us. It convicts us. It guides us. It regenerates us. It fills us. Amen. We talked about the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We talked about that. We covered so much ground and understand the Holy Spirit. So I'm just going to slow down a little bit. Let me know if I'm talking too fast. I'm just kind of doing a recap of what we've already discussed. We talked about the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus, the prophecies about Jesus, the forerunner's life. John the Baptist was chosen by God to serve as the forerunner of the Messiah. A forerunner, we remember, is like an advanced man. It goes before you, preparing the way. Amen. We talked about Jesus' birth and Jesus' baptism, regarding the Holy Spirit. We talked about his ministry, Jesus' ministry, and his commissioning of his disciples. We also talked about the symbols of the Holy Spirit. You know, we talked about the deposit, the dove, and the wind, the seal of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We talked about the oil as a symbol, the fire. We talked about the fire, if you remember some of those. Like I said, these recaps, these studies and lessons are archived here on the Blog Talk site. So we also talked about water, the Holy Spirit of water, symbol of clothing. And then we also talked about the names of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Talked about the names of the Holy Spirit. We talked about a little bit about understanding how some people think of the Holy Spirit as impersonal, rather like a force, the energy or power of God. So this is probably because the scriptures confirm the powerful nature of the Holy Spirit. He is called the power of God and the spirit of might. So we're talking about the names. We talked about the names of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The helper, the comforter, the breath of the Almighty, the Eternal Spirit, God, Good Spirit, Holy Spirit. And if, like I said, if you don't have this lesson, previous lessons, you can go back and archive those lessons. We talked about the Lord, the power of the Most High. We talked about that, the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of freedom, the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of justice, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of might, also the Spirit of prophecy. We all have the Spirit of prophecy. Though you're not a prophet, God will use you to prophesy through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of revelation. So we're going to pick up right at the Spirit of revelation today. Amen.
Amen.
So if you're just getting on with us, welcome. The Spirit of revelation, you all. Let's talk about that. The Spirit of revelation. The scripture in Ephesians chapter 7, verse 17 says, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. So the meaning here, you all, the Holy Spirit reveals the truth of God. And to take away from this, you all, it is the work of the Spirit to reveal God and his truth to us. So I want to ask you this. Did you know revelation comes from the Father through Jesus by the Spirit, amen, by the Spirit who is the voice of God in us. So you ever had a time where you like something is telling you something and you haven't seen it, but it's revealing something to you, showing what it is or what's to come or it feels like this? Well, that's the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit will give us revelation. So it's the voice of God that is speaking through the Holy Spirit to us. So Jesus by the Spirit, who is the voice of God that is in us. Amen. So we talk about the Spirit now, the Spirit of the Son, the Spirit of the Son. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, and if you want to write these down and go back and reference them, you can write those scriptures down. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, because you are his son, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls our Abba Father. You see this in the book of Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. So the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of the Son because the Spirit and Jesus share the same essence and purpose. Amen. So the loving Spirit of the Son of God is now given to us. What a glorious gift. Amen. So the question is, did you know that the Spirit draws us into the love and the fellowship that is between the Father and the Son? It draws us into that same loving relationship and fellowship with God through the Son. Amen. Does anyone have any questions so far?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All righty. So, again, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. So if you're just now getting on, it's your first time with us, so that you can catch up, you can actually log on and to Blog Talk and listen to the previous lessons. So we're talking about the different names of the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is called. We're talking about that. So we thank God. So if you're just now, like I said, getting on, just having a breakdown here, having an understanding of the Holy Spirit. A lot of us hear about the Holy Spirit. A lot of us hear people praying, Holy Spirit, guide us, and but we don't have an understanding. So that's why this lesson is going forth. So let's talk about the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of truth. The Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 26, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. So the Holy Spirit as God cannot lie. We look in the book of Titus, chapter 1 and 2. The Holy Spirit as God cannot lie. It's the Spirit of truth. It's going to reveal the truth. It's going to speak the truth. Amen. So the Father and Son have given us the Spirit to lead us to truth and not error. So the Holy Spirit will never lead you in error. It will lead you in truth. Now, we'll lead ourselves in error, and if we listen to any other spirit, we'll lead us in error, but the Holy Spirit leads us in truth. And I want you to understand this, because Jesus is the truth, according to Scripture, chapter 14, verse 6. It follows that the Spirit he sends is the Spirit of truth, because Jesus is truth. All right, so let's talk about the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of understanding. And if we've talked about the Spirit of truth, let's talk about the Spirit of understanding. We're still talking about understanding the Holy Spirit today. So the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, that's Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him of wisdom and of understanding. So the Spirit is the source of all true discernment, being able to discern something, understand what it is. So the Spirit fully comprehends us and our need and give us the ability to grasp spiritual realities. Amen? To grasp spiritual realities. So we see this in the book of 1 Corinthians, according to Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. Okay. Do I need to slow down for anyone? All right.
No,
so Jesus said, that the Spirit would guide us into all truth. Amen. Jesus said the Spirit will guide us into all truth. So just asking the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, knowing that it will guide us in all truth. So let's talk about the spirit of wisdom. And what's the spirit of knowledge? Because we can have knowledge of something, but wisdom teaches us how to apply it, how to apply the knowledge. So the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. So because God is all wise and the Spirit is God in us, then the Holy Spirit is able to make us wise. Amen. So when we are filled with and led by the Spirit, we will live in wise ways. See, wisdom can be described as skill in living. See, it is the ability to see life and the world the way God sees them. See, wisdom is practical knowledge that allows people to live fully and making godly choices. Amen? So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12 and 8, a message of wisdom is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? Is one of the gifts of the Spirit. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. Amen. Let's talk about the Spirit of Yahweh. Yahweh God, our sovereign Lord. If you didn't know that our Lord is called Yahweh. Amen. I'm going to spell that for you. Y-A-H-W-E. You've seen it in the Bible. Yahweh. So the Bible says in Isaiah 61 and 1, the Spirit of the sovereign Lord, Yahweh, is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from the darkness for the prisoners. So the Spirit, you all, has the sacred name of God, Yahweh. See, because God is one essence, the Spirit is known as the Spirit of Yahweh. So, see, in English, in the English Bibles, Yahweh is often, you all, translated as Lord with capital letters. So when you look in your Bible and you see Yahweh, it's often translated as Lord, but it's in capital letters. So when you read your Bible, pay attention to that so you'll see for yourself. Amen. All right, you all. So we're going to talk about now the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. So when we have the Holy Spirit, what gifts dwell in us? What are those gifts? So we're going to talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're just now tuning in with us, welcome. We thank God that you're here with us. We're talking about understanding the Holy Spirit. Amen. And just allowing the Holy Spirit to lead this lesson, guiding and directing, revealing. Amen. Hallelujah. And if it's your first time on with us, I would suggest that after this lesson that you would go back and listen to the other lessons so you can have a clear understanding in case you don't. I'm not saying that you don't have an understanding, but in case some of the things you're going, how did we get to this point? So if you go back to the other lessons on Saturday at 12 noon, it'll break it down for you. Amen. So today we're going to talk about as we conclude, we continue on in our teaching and understanding and lesson today, the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. So all the Bible says, you all, in John 16:14, all the activities of the Holy Spirit, you all, from interceding, advocating, to guiding, empowering, point, has his main role. So we're going to look at the book of John 16:14 to glorify Christ. So if you have your Bibles, if you go with me to the book of John right now, John chapter 16:14, I know my mom is not at home. I don't know if you have your Bible with you, but she always tend to help me out with reading. Amen. John 16:14, and I appreciate it too, Mama, being our reader in our minister training class and Bible study and here on our Sunday lessons, our Saturday lessons, I'm sorry, our Saturday lessons. So, amen. Do I have any volunteers? May I have any volunteers to read the scripture today? John.
I'll read it.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me go back to it.
John 16, verse 14.
That what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. John 16, verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Let me read it over again. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen.
So again, you are all the activities of the Holy Spirit, from interceding to advocating to guiding and empowering, point to his main role here in John chapter 16 to 14 to glorify Christ. So similarly, you all, the goal of our own ministry should be to glorify Christ. Question is, how do we do this? How do we do this?
I'm going to go ahead and go back on mute.
Okay. How do we do this? Mm-hmm. By serving the body of Christ and helping it to grow up, to mature and grow out, to expand. How do we do this most effectively? And the way we do this, you all, is through the work of the Holy Spirit, especially his work of empowering believers, enabling and equipping each one of us with special abilities for serving. See, ministries are activities that believers do that serve the church and allow it to grow and mature. Through the Holy Spirit, God gives gifts. So in the sense of presence, you all, to each believer. So these gifts are called spiritual gifts because they are given by the Holy Spirit. We see this in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. See, they are the tools that we use to serve God and minister to others. Amen? And to minister to others. I want to make sure I'm not moving too fast for anyone. So that's why I'm speaking very slowly so that we all can get it. All right, so let's talk about the body of Christ, you all here, as we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. When Paul explained what the church is and how it works, he used the image of a body. So Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in Romans chapter 12, it speaks about the organic unity of Christ's body, the church. The Holy Spirit gives gifts with particular spiritual functions for the benefit of the entire church. So the gifts complement each other and work together for the common good, much as the parts of the body are designed to do. The hands, the feet, your head, your brain, your mind, the whole body has a role to play. So the Holy Spirit is God's gift to us as individuals and as a body. If you go over to Acts chapter 2, verse 38 for yourself here later, and also chapter 10, verse 45. So you all individuals who have come into this life, the life of Christ, are automatically part of a larger whole. So these gifts operate as part of a whole, you know, gifting, reception of the Spirit, and membership in the body of Christ are all connected in the life of the believer and for the good of the whole church. So if you look in the book of Romans, I'm going to take you to Romans chapter 4, verse 6. The Bible says, for just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. Amen. So we see this in scripture as we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. So if you're just now logging on with us, we are now talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. And I have to keep going back up in my system here. So let's talk about what are gifts. The English word gift, as we know, has two meanings. Something that is given without a charge and freely, such as a present for a birthday or anniversary or holiday, a special ability, and two, a special ability or talent, such as playing the piano or learning languages. Some of us have gifts to do that, need to write, to act. So both of these meanings help us understand spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are unearned and undeserved. They are God's generous gifts to us. Spiritual gifts involve special talents and abilities, particularly for ministries like healings and miracles or speaking in tongues. However, the emphasis in the New Testament is not on the abilities themselves, but on how they function in the ministry and services of church. So as we think about spiritual gifts, you all, keep in mind that what makes them spiritual is that they come from the Holy Spirit. And what makes them a gift is that the Holy Spirit freely gives them to us. So spiritual gifts are not meant to be stored or publicized. They are meant to be used for the service of others. Amen? They are meant to be used for the service of others. Amen. Making sure we are using those gifts for each other. Amen. So I want to list you all. I want to list some of the four lists of the spiritual gifts in the Bible. I'm going to list some of those for you. Teaching is one. Encouraging. Prophesying. Amen. Healing, leadership. As well, guidance, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. I'll go ahead and list a few more for you. You'll find these in the book of Romans and in the book of Corinthians and the book of Ephesians. You'll find these lists of different spiritual gifts in the Bible. And believe it or not, service, you know, to help, that's a gift. You know, a gift to do that. It's a gifting, acts of mercy, a giving, speaking in tongues, as I mentioned earlier, faith. I have the gift of faith, you all. A friend of mine said, you know, God has given you the gift of faith, the gift of prayer, the gift of teaching and encouraging and leadership, evangelism, distinguishing between spirits, apostleship. These are spiritual gifts, everyone. These are spiritual gifts. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time? If so, if your line is not already open, you can go ahead and speak or say or press 1. Ms. Connie, what about you? Do you have any questions or comments?
No, ma'am. I'm good today. Thank you.
Amen. All right, Sister Bella, what about you, Mama? Oh, you got me on mute. Okay. All right. And anyone else, press 1 that's on, and we'll answer those for you. If you have any questions or comments, we're open to receiving all questions and comments at this time. All right. So we're wrapping up. The study is, the lesson, I'm sorry, is only 30 minutes on Saturday. I won't hold and keep anyone too long, but just to give that, to give the word and the teaching little by little, you know, because for me, that's how I understand little by little. I want to try to do it all in one whack because this is a lifestyle. This is a way of living. And so we need this understanding and knowledge and wisdom for our daily life. So, amen. This is a diet way of living. Amen. Some people figure I do it for 40 days, and then after the 40, I jump back into the old way. No, this is a lifestyle. And so this is a sharpening. So we thank God for the sharpening. So, y'all, when we get back together next Saturday, we're going to talk about, we're still talking about understand the Holy Spirit, but we'll go into what that means regarding pastoring and teaching and encouraging, going over those gifts and breaking it down to get a greater understanding. So again, God bless you. Thank you all for being on today. Thank you for your time. We thank God for giving us the time that we could take the time out because God has given us the time to be able to come and receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer that all be filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing, amen, that God will use you mighty, that you will speak. But you do speak with the boldness and the confidence of the Holy Spirit, amen, that you will operate only through the kingdom of God and not in the kingdom of Satan. It is my prayer that I'll be blessed in this day and forevermore in Jesus' name. God bless you all again. Thank you all for being on with me today, Sister Connie and Sister Dillard, and all our guests that are on today. I hope you all receive today. God bless you, and God keep you strong. I'll meet y'all back here on next Saturday. And if you are a member or guest, I'll see you in church on tomorrow. God bless you all. Thank you, Sister Connie. Thank you, Sister Dillard. Thank you all for being here today.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Yes. Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing.